The Americans wanted to get rid of things out of the Augsburg Confessions. Very interesting. They even called themselves the American Lutheran Church. I don't mean the ALC. But in order to become American, they said we need to attack things. It's true. They wanted to attack the Catholic ceremonies, the things that, you know, might look to the outside as being Roman. And maybe they were German, although I don't think that was an accusation in those days. But they also, right along with it, attacked the presence of Christ in the Lord's Supper, the regeneration that baptism gives, and just all sorts of amazing things like this. The thing that they really hated about the liturgy wasn't that it was German or Roman. It was that it was Lutheran. It was that its teaching was faithful to our understanding of what the Scriptures are saying, particularly that the Lord is active in his means of grace. And I think that diffuses all of these questions at once and says, what is the great value we find in this? It's delivering the true confession of Christ Jesus, what he's accomplished, and delivering the gifts that he has accomplished for us now to faith, to believers today, by letting the word of Christ dwell richly in everything, which really, when you get down to it, is what our liturgy is. There's so much of the liturgy that is just the Bible, plain and simple, quoted, repeated, maybe broken up between the pastor and the people, but it's just the Bible. And what are you going to do? Call that Roman Catholic? Then you see the whole faith as being Roman Catholic. You're going to call that German? Then there must have been Germans among Jesus' disciples.